Yahweh the dying pair, Dalit Mishnah Allah, Bobayon, Nimru Vigumru. Allah Ravas are blind. On that day, the Abelazim Nazar was appointed the head of the yeshiva, as in the previous Mishnah, but now they mention the day the Abelazim Nazar was appointed as head of the yeshiva. And every time the Mishnah says Bobayom on that day, it's referring to the day the Abelazim Nazar was appointed to the head of the yeshiva. And on that day, the Chachamim made a decision about our Ravas are a utensil used for washing feet, so whom Mishnei Lugin by Tisha Kabbat, that is the size of two Lugin, up to nine kavins, anywhere between two lugin and nine kavin, shenistika shahit tamei meter. If there's a crack towards the bottom of the utensil that no longer holds enough water to even wash 1 foot, it is now not considered a ravis or a recline because it cannot be used anymore to wash your feet. Instead, it's considered something that's used for sitting down on, and therefore it's tamei meter. If a zava or anita would sit on it, it would become an avatuma. As only utensil that are set aside for sitting down or laying down on would become an avatuma, would be tamei medes, bezavar, zavar, or nida would sit on it. And this aravis or aglayim, when it's still fit to be used for washing feet, so it's not set aside for sitting down on, even though at times people would sit on it. But since the main purpose of this cleat was for washing feet, so therefore it would not become tamei medes, it cannot become an avatuma, bezavar, zavar, or nida would sit on it. But now that it is cracked and it is no longer fit to be used for washing feet, so the main purpose of it now is for people to sit on it, so it's considered miyuchali yeshiva, set aside for sitting down on, and therefore it can become an avatuma, it can become tamei medes, if a zav or zava or nida would sit on it. But if it's less than two lugin, then even if it's cracked, it would not be tamei medes, as it's no different than any other kli in the house that gets cracked, and even though it's cracked, it would not be tamei medes. And if it holds more than nine kavin, in such a case, it's not really fit for sitting down on in the first place, so therefore, so too, if it got cracked, it would not be tamei medes. Only if it's in between two lugin and nine kavin would it be fit for sitting down on if it's cracked, and therefore once it's cracked no longer fit for washing your feet, it would now be tamei medes, the zav or zav or nida would sit on it. As previously Rabbi Akiva had said that aravis haraglayim, even after it's cracked, has the same name, meaning it's still called an aravis haraglayim, a utensil that's used for washing feet even after it's cracked. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, even after it's cracked and it's no longer fit for washing feet, we don't consider it something that's miyuchali yeshiva, set aside for sitting down on, and therefore would not be makabel tumas medras. But now the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed head of the yeshiva, Chama sat down and decided that a ravis or a glime, once it's cracked, it would be makabel tumas medras. Saturday, Dayan Paradal, Mishnah Beis, Bo Bayom Amru. On that day, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed head of the yeshiva, the Chachamim said, Ka'az v'achan shenizbechu shalol lishman k'sherim. All korbanos that were shafted by the Kohen, it was shafted with a mind that it's a different korban than it really is. For example, an ola was shafted as if it was a shlam, had a mind that it was a shlam. And it's not just shchita that we're referring to, it's any of the four avodos, shchita, zrika, haktaras, emurim, and the kabbalah sadat. Any of those avodos were done shalol lishma, the korban is kosher. Except the baal was not yotei its chov, meaning to say, if the baalim of the korban, the owner of the korban, took upon himself with a netter to bring an ola, and the Kohen shechted it or did one of the other avodos shelo lishma, in such a case, even though the korban is kosher, but the owner of the korban was not yotzei his netter, and he would have to bring a different korban for his netter. Chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chatos, with two exceptions to the rule. A korban pesach and a korban chatos that was shechted, or one of the other avodos was done shelo lishma, would not be kosher at all. Ha-pesach v'zmanu. When do we say that a korban pesach that starts shelo lishma is not kosher at all? That's only if it's bought bizmano during the right time, which is erev pesach bein arbaim, in the afternoon. But a pesach that's bought any other time is not a pesach at all. Instead, it's a shlamim, and therefore, if it was shechted shelo lishma, it would have the same din as a shlamim, and it would be kosher. And a chatos that is bought any time, if it's shechted shelo lishma, it would be pasul. The chatos can be brought any time that you're chayav to bring a chatos. So therefore, a chatos is brought at any time at all, and one of the arba avodos shchita, kabbalah adam zrika, or aftaras emurim was done shelo lishma, the chatos would not be kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer afa asham. Rabbi Eliezer says an asham too has the same din as a chatos, that if one of the arba avodos was done by the kohen shelo lishma, the korban would not be kosher. A pesach bizmano, a chatos ba asham b'chosman, a korban pesach that shechted shelo lishma would be possible if the korban pesach is being brought at the right time. An Arab Pesach. While a chatos and an asham that is brought at any time at all, that is done shelo lishma, would be puzzled. And according to Rabbi Elazar, And Hashem has the same din as a chazak. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai said, "Mekublani mipi shivim ushnayin zaken biyom shehishivu et Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah biyishivu." I have a tradition from the mount of 72 zkenim, meaning the Sanhedrin Gedola, which consisted of 71 zkenim plus the muflish of a bezel, one who presided over the bezel, altogether 72. And his tradition stemmed from the day that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was appointed as head of the yeshiva. Shekar zvachem hanechalim. That all kabanos that are eaten by either the kohanim or the owner that was shechted shelo lishma would be kosher. Elish lo alu lebalim l'shem chova. Except the balim, the owner of the korban, would not be yotzei his chov. Chutz mina pesach u mina chata was the exception of a pesach and a chata. Now, what's the difference between what Rosh Hashim ben Azai said to what we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah tells us lo hosef ben Azai ela ha'ola. But Ben Azai only added on to the Tanakhama of Korban Ola. And Ben Azai said, all Korbanos that are eaten, that was Shechter Shlo Lishma are kosher. So that implied that a Korban that is not eaten, such as an Ola that was Shechter Shlo Lishma, would not be kosher. So Ben Azai is adding on an Ola to the exception that the Tanakhama brought. The Tanakhama said that the exception would be a Pesach and a Chatos, and Rosh Ben Azai adds on an Ola. Ola is also an exception to the rule, and an Ola that was Shechter Shlo Lishma would be possible. And the Chachamim did not agree with him. The Chachamim and the Taz of Ben Azai did not agree with Ben Azai, as according to the Chachamim, and Ola is not an exception to the rule, and Ola that was Shechter Shlo Lishma would be kosher, just like all other Korbanos, Chutz Mina Pesach u Mina Chatos.